In this case, these research antibodies are used to provisionally generate insights into how a cancer behaves, whether it might respond to treatment X or treatment Y, what kinds of new treatments need to be built. And the risk, if they're used incorrectly or if they're not giving the information that people think they are, is that people might chase down the wrong avenue for a new treatment or something like that. And that's something you've worried a great deal about, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've seen literally over the last 20 years, some of the work actually with your laboratory as well, where we've stained for proteins and got a different answer than what the literature suggested. And we've gotten very, very detailed experimental systems to basically provide a lot of support that, you know, which one is correct and which one is incorrect. And the problem really has been, in addition to these clinical antibodies, of which there are about 500 that pathologists use, there's now 3.8 million that you can purchase off the internet.
3.8 million antibodies.
That's the latest estimate. I didn't come up with that number, but it is in the literature now. And again, this exploded after the human genome sequence was published because literally hundreds of companies sprung up and started saying, oh, we can make antibodies because now we know the sequence of the target protein, and this happened. And it turns out that only a handful of those companies have been very rigorous in evaluating the quality of those antibodies. Are they really showing that they could bind specifically to the protein of interest, or might they cross-react with something else? If they cross-react with something else and the researcher doesn't know it, as you mentioned, they can end up chasing down the wrong results, and you could waste time, money, effort, and sometimes actually there's been some clinical issues that have come up too.